Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and we have now reached the month of April, and March Madness is still playing out this weekend with the men's and women's basketball tournaments, but I wanted to let you know that on April 1st, my grandson pranked me. I fell for it. He got me hook, line, and sinker. He embarrassed me. He laughed at me. He did everything that he wanted to do, and he said, "Sucker!" You know, so it was a great start to April, and you know, here we are, the women's basketball tournament. We got the Final Four LSU-Iowa game broadcast here this last week. Had 12.3 million viewers.
What a
game.
The
most in women's basketball tournament history. Caitlin Clark did not disappoint, had a fantastic game with 41 points and beat LSU, the team that beat them in the national championship game last year. And just want to say kudos to the women's basketball team, all of them, all five of them, who represented the last year of the women's Pac-12. Five teams represented the conference in the Sweet 16. So congratulations, well done. The best tournament, the best conference in women's college basketball this year. And we have two schools, North Carolina State and University of UConn, University of Connecticut. Both have their men's and women's basketball programs in the Final Four. So kudos and congratulations to you for that. The Oakland A's now seem to be moving towards Sacramento to play in a minor league stadium. Wow. What happened there?
Yeah, 10,000-seat stadium. They're going to pretty much cool their heels there until their stadium in Las Vegas is completed, and they say that'll take place by 2028.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to
I feel
work
bad
out.
For a lot all those Oakland fans out there.
That's, yeah, that's I sure do, too. It's been, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's really a tough call. Those diehard baseball fans just couldn't get to the park often enough to have a home anymore.
And think of all the history too of that franchise with Reggie Jackson and those great World Series that they,
yes,
you know, they,
yeah,
all the,
yeah,
great pitching, yeah, stuff. They, Dennis Eckersley.
They won three championships in a row. Okay, we have a tremendous broadcasting guest joining us right after the break. The golden voice of Dick Stockton will join us right after this.
Feeling sluggish? Have brain fog? Wishing you had more energy? Well, there's a new science-backed solution that's just what you need. It's Gresca's Carbon 60. It's like a tiny Pac-Man for your cells, gobbling up free radicals that damage your body and brain. C60 has been shown to boost your energy levels, increase cognitive health and brain function, and work at the cellular level. Experience the improvements for yourself. Visit www.c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Take control of your health and feel the difference. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com and read our testimonials, c-60.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Fred Dreyer, the former Ram and heartburn hunter. When I started taking Balance 7 over 2 years ago, I immediately noticed my heartburn problems were gone. That's right. I slept better, felt healthier, had a better mental clarity, and my immune system has never been better. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Balance 7 user Frank.
Well, since I've been taking Balance 7, I've seen definite improvement in my endurance and my physical strength and my ability to do things. And we consider Balance 7 our miracle water.
Get your body's acid alkaline balance in shape. Try Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. 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 Code word Fred.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's Fresh Produce Box delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY for the freshest game day fuel around.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we are back. We'll see about that. And we have a very special guest, a man who had a career that you're going to learn a lot more about very soon. Dick Stockton will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at Melissa's.com. Dick Stockton, born in 1942, Philadelphia native, ended up graduating from Syracuse University, had an incredible career broadcasting, broadcast more games than anybody else in the history of broadcasting. That's covered, well, we're going to cover more of them. He's done it all. NBA, NHL, MLB, World Series, Olympics, you name it, he's done it. We're going to have a lot to talk about. Dick, welcome to the show. So glad to have you. I grew up with that voice, and I knew it well, and it still sounds like the Dick Stockton that I know.
Well, Ron, it's an honor to be on with you because, you know, I always felt, you know, I was blessed to have a career that I had, but I always felt that announcers and broadcasters are the conduits between the players on the field and the fan. And we are the ones who bring what you guys do on the field. So for you to say those words that you grew up hearing me, and I, of course, our paths never, amazingly, never crossed in my broadcasting career, but I obviously saw you play on those great Dodger teams so many years. And I remember, you know, your exploits throughout and of your career. So when someone said, Ron Say, they want to have you on your podcast. I said, really? Ron Say wants to have me on? That's how I felt.
Well, thank you so much. You talk about the voice. I had an opportunity to listen to one of the greatest voices. And while I was playing in Dodger Stadium, we also had on a nightly basis a lot of transistor radios going on. So we got to listen to Vinny's voice while the game was going on while we're playing defense. So yeah, I grew up with a voice too, and what a great time that was. I know that you had a game connected with baseball back in 1975, the World Series with Carlton Fisk. Yes. We were almost there too. You know, we were on the other side of that, but the Cincinnati Reds were our biggest nemesis in our own division. We had the two best teams in the National League playing in the same division, so we could never, ever play off against each other and determine who was going to go. It was either us or them for the most part, but that was quite an experience too, being able to call Carlton Fisk's. Would you say that's one of your signatures?
I would say it is number one, Ron. And the amazing thing is that all great moments in sports, and people say, you know, did you know immediately that it was a big moment? The answer is no, because it's the test of time. It has to stand the test of time. And you know, as you played in big games yourself, at the moment, it's a big result. It's a big home run. It's a home run that brings the Red Sox into a 3-3 tie in this World Series with the Reds when it looked like they were seemingly out of it, trailing 6-3, you know, into the eighth inning. And so they won to extend the World Series to the seventh game, and that's all it was at the time. And it was a dramatic home run, and people say this is going to be one of the great moments in Red Sox history. But no one really knew what it meant until time took its place. It was similar to Willie Mays' catch in the 1954 World Series, which, by the way, I was at that game as an 11-year-old at the Polo Grounds when I was a youngster. And I'm sure everyone remembers the still photo of number 24 with his back to home plate making the catch. And my father said, stand on the seat. As soon as Vic Wertz hit the ball to the outfield, and I saw him make the catch, and it was a big play at the time. But only later, when it was replayed so many times, that the great moment it became.
No question about that. Willie was my favorite player growing up, so I have made that known every time that I possibly can.
Of course, that Carlton Fisk home run and Dick's call immortalized in the 1998 film Good Will Hunting, so I hope you get some residuals off that.
Well, I did not, because it's Major League Baseball, but I got a credit at the end of it, and I was shocked because I didn't know I was at the movie, and I didn't know it was going to be in there. And then here's Robin Williams saying, you know, I met my wife at the sixth game of the World Series, and they were talking about, you know, the home run. So I was like stunned sitting there watching the film.
Well, it's one of those, as you say, withstood the test of time, much like the Miracle on Ice call by Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles? In the moment, sounds pretty cool, but Mike Eruzione was on our show here about a month ago, and we rehashed that. So that was a special time, not only for him, but us as a country. Give us a little bit of an idea of how broadcasting got into your blood at an early age.
Well, actually, Ron, I wanted to be a sports writer, and that was my goal. I grew up in Queens, New York, and I was a Giant fan. And my father, who was in the printing business, you know, had season tickets for night games, Sundays, holidays, opening day at the Polo Grounds. And he took me to the games in 1951 was the first time that he introduced me to baseball, which was a magical year for the Giants. They won the pennant on Bobby Thompson's home run, the shot heard around the world against the Dodgers in the third game of the playoff. But we had eight newspapers in the area, and my father used to bring home eight newspapers a day. He brought home the New York Times, the Herald Tribune, the Daily News, the Mirror, the World Telegram and Sun, the Journal American, the New York Post, and the Long Island Press. And we would read the stories written by the beat writers and then compare them. And the columnists as well, Dick Young from the News from Brooklyn,
right,
and the New York Times, great columnists as well. And so I wanted to be a sports writer. I wanted to be a journalist at first, not a broadcaster.
Well, you know, what's interesting is you mentioned all those newspapers, how times have changed. We are now in the electronic media world. You know, we had four channels on the TV. We had a radio. We had landline phones. We had no cell phones, no computer. It looks prehistoric when you think about the times that that we lived in comparison to what the kids have today. But newspapers, you know, beat writers, they're not exactly part of the plan, and especially in baseball today. It's it's kind of a shame. People don't read as much either.
No, it's a big change, and I'm concerned about that for youth, because with the use of cell phones and the texting and the abbreviations and the fact that people don't, I don't think people read books enough. That was one thing Vin Scully did, was read a lot of books. When Vin will tell anybody that to improve your vocabulary, there's only one way to do that, and that is to read. But people aren't reading books on history or books on fiction, whatever it is. I do. I still do. And I think it served me well.
So in terms of preparing, which of the venues that you did, hockey, basketball, baseball, football, which one do you think was the most difficult for you to prepare for?
Well, that's a good question. I think football might have been, because you have a week to get ready. And the idea what I adopted was not to over-prepare. I think what happens is that when you over-prepare, you tend to say, I'm going to use it all.
Right.
And that's leads to what is my criticism of many announcers, that they talk too much. And I think there's nothing better when you do a broadcast, I'm talking about television now, which is what I did mostly, than let the pictures and the words tell the story. Pictures and the sounds of the crowd, whatever it is, tell the story, and then put the words that count. But I find today that in big moments, announcers scream. They scream like a fan would scream. And I think you have to be above all that. And you have to, you know, add to the drama of the event with as few words as possible so that they enjoy the pictures and the words, the sound of the crowds, of the signals from the quarterback. Be quiet most of the time. So I think when you over-prepare, you say, I've got all this stuff done. I've got to use it. And I think when you're a play-by-play announcer, your job is to describe the action. That's what people want you to do. You can give as much information as possible. Now, Vin had a, you know, Vin worked alone, so he was able to do both. He was able to describe the action and give a lot of personal stories because he had the time and he had the pacing in which to do it. But when you're working with a partner, and I always appreciated working with the expert. I was, you know, the guy that did the nuts and bolts, but people wanted to hear what the former player or former coach would say. I did the nuts and bolts, and I say, I do the who and the what, you do the why and the how. I can't do the why and the how. I didn't play the game. I can guess, and I can say what I read, and I can say what someone told me, but that doesn't count for any weight. You know, who am I to talk about why a player is good? An expert does. So when you do television, you have to make sure that your partner gets in even more than you do so that the people get the really gems of the game.
Okay, I want to hold your thought right there. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll see about this right after.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Okay, we are back with our special guest, Dick Stockton. Dick, which sport did you think that you had the most fun calling? Was there one that you kind of threw yourself into and didn't really know the history of it like you thought about, or is there one that you kind of grew up loving to do a little bit more than the other?
Well, baseball was my sport. In fact, when I grew up, Ron, baseball was the sport, and even the NFL or pro football were fillers. The NBA was a filler. The NHL was a filler. Baseball was it. So I grew up really learning and knowing about the game, and I thought I knew the game as well as anyone not a player or a coach or a manager. So baseball was always my favorite. I ended up doing more NFL games, I think, because, you know, that's what our network had more than anything. But I did my share of baseball, and I was happy that I was able to do that. But I think the baseball has so much more to it than any or did. I'm not going to say it does now. I'm concerned with the way baseball is now. And, you know, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but that's how I feel. But I think baseball had more to it than any other sport.
Elaborate on some of those concerns, Dick. What are you seeing in today's game that you think might need to be rectified?
Well, I mean, I grew up where, you know, you have 90 feet between the bases and you have 60 feet, 6 inches, and it's a geometric game. And moving runners over, hit and run, smart baseball, bunting, all part of what I grew up knowing baseball. stealing, holding runners on, shift, the way the infield is playing a hitter, giving an opening, all of those little things. And perhaps I would say in the pitching department, where I remember when the great pitchers that I grew up with, and you know, Ron Tate, I mean, you know, guys like, you knew Koufax, Drysdale, Marichal, Gibson, and even in my days back with Don Newcomb and Whitey Ford and people like that, they would go 9 innings and they would go every fourth day. They would pitch 300 innings and never come down with Tommy John surgery. I don't understand. They mix pitches.
You're not
they didn't
alone.
Just throw 95 mile an hour fastballs. They change speeds. They pitch to spots. I love baseball that way. And now they have a pitcher throwing as hard as he can. And then they come in with the relievers in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. And the guy in the seventh inning may retire the side. They bring the eighth inning to lose. I wonder sometimes whether managers are trying to find a pitcher to lose the game. Am I off base?
That's great, Dick. You hit the home run on that one. Yeah. That's terrific. Plus, you're not alone. All us old guys, these baseball purists, you know, when you see a guy go out there and they say, well, he's going to go 5 innings today and we're going to have like 4 relief pitchers. And yeah, you're right. The guy leaves. He's pitched 6 innings. He gave up 2 hits, a walk, no runs. He's out of the game. And then you find that pitcher who's going to lose it for him. You know, if you can imagine trying to tell Koufax or Drysdale that they're coming out of the game in the sixth inning with a 1-0 lead, you better think about who's going to be managing the team next. it is so different. The metrics just overwhelm you with the game. And the bullpen games, which I absolutely hate, you know, it's a glorified exhibition game. They all count the same. And yet you're going to throw your A team, your B team, your C team, everybody that can pitch out there on this one day and hope that you can win. I don't understand it. I don't know. But you're right. The fundamentals are gone. We don't bunt. We don't hit and run. We steal some bases now again because they enlarge the base. But, yeah, there's – and the base runner at second base in extra innings, how do you like that?
I don't watch it. I can't watch it. Yeah. And I was talking to Jim Cott the other day, you remember,
yes.
Great lefty.
Uh-huh.
And he can't watch it anymore either. And all batters want to do. I mean, they're not intelligent. They want to uppercut a fastball to hit it out, and they admire the ball they hit. So what could be a ball that is off the top of the wall, and he could wind up on second, he's on it first because he was admiring the hit. People, they don't hustle anymore. I'm shocked. I'm sorry.
Well, it's got to get that launch angle in there, Dick. That's what they're taught to do, you know. I mean, if you hit this ball, it's coming in at 95 miles an hour with a 25% launch angle, it's going to end up in the seats. Right. You have a strikeout game and a home run game, and that's about
and
it
I'm
today.
I'm swinging at 3-0. I'm swinging exactly. to 3-0.
Guys would rather have, what, bat 260 and have 50 home runs rather than bat 300 and have 175 RBIs now? How does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I think you're raising the ladder a little bit. I mean, Max Muncy, as an example, you know, the Dodger power hitter, hits 25, 30 home runs a year, strikes out 175 times, and hits 200. I don't know if that plays for you. Apparently, it plays for them. I don't get it. The batting average has never been lower in Major League Baseball. It's around 240. Nobody
more strikeouts than hits.
Yeah, more strikeouts than hits, and nobody can hit with two strikes. Nobody hits 200 with two strikes. It's unbelievable. Yeah, hard to tell, but it's just I don't know. It's not the game that we all grew up with. It's very difficult to explain to the normal baseball fan what this is all about anymore, because I can't figure it out either.
All right, I agree.
Dick, what was it like? How did you prepare? And also, what did you prefer, calling local games or calling national games?
Well, the only local – I did local on two occasions in baseball. That was when I did the Red Sox. I did the local Red Sox games in the 70s for about 5 years, and I really enjoyed doing that. And I got really wrapped up in the team. And, of course, I got a chance to do the World Series because NBC at that time would bring along the announcer from each team to join Kurt Gowdy, Joe Garagiola, and Tony Kubek, which I thought was a good idea because I always thought that the local announcer always knew more than the network announcer. I mean, stop the presses kind of comment by me, but it's true.
No,
you know
your
team better.
Yeah.
And so I felt I knew the Red Sox well. And so I enjoyed doing that, but I felt that, when I got into the networks, I enjoyed doing network broadcasts. And so I did most of that, you know, the NBA, I did a lot of NFL and I did baseball and I had, and I really enjoyed doing that, representing that, but I knew the local announcer would be, if I were home, I'd want to hear the local announcer.
When you were bouncing back and forth, doing all the different sports, were you ever cross-sectioning? Were you ever going to a football game and then doing a baseball game?
Yes.
How difficult was that for you to get back in your A game?
Well, people used to ask me that, and I say, well, when I get to a stadium and I see goalposts, I have an idea that it's going to be a football game. When I see you know, the bases and I see the infield dirt, I know it's bad. And so what you do is it's not difficult at all because you put yourself, okay, now I'm ready now to do the baseball game. And I did that very often. And it wasn't as difficult as it seemed. It really wasn't. You know, you're just ready to roll on the next sport. And as long as you don't over-prepare, that's the whole thing. As long as you don't get drowned in facts and information. I wasn't a guy that used a lot of statistics on the air because in television, they post them on the air. So to say in football, you know, he's 6-for-21 passing for 175 yards and one interception and two touchdowns. I mean, you don't want to hear that. I mean, you have to say something better than that. So, I wasn't a big stat guy, and I just wanted to have instinct to call the play as it happened. I just wanted to call the play as it happened. Look, you're always informed. You know the lineups. You know, baseball is different than football, and I loved it because you get to the ballpark and you have to find out what the lineup is. You go down to the clubhouse and you talk to the manager. Why is this guy hitting fifth instead of third? and that's good. In football, you get there 2 hours before a game, you just sit there until they start.
Well, you know, it's funny what you just said. You said you go down to the clubhouse and you talk to the manager about why guy is hitting fifth and seventh. He doesn't make up the lineup anymore. It's the metrics. And all he does is sign his name at the bottom of the card, and the rest takes over. So it's pretty well scripted these days, but it's another part of the game that is very hard for the viewing audience, listening audience to understand. You know, it's just not the game that any of these people really grew up with. And we haven't done a very good job of educating on it either.
No, and with my problem with metrics and analytics and all of those things is that it's done by somebody who is saying, this is what happens if. But when you're in the dugout, you're seeing what's happening, and you know who feels good and who doesn't feel good. And that's why Tony La Russa is a good friend of mine. Very difficult for him to go that way.
Oh, absolutely. I remember, as you said that, I played for Tony last year.
Sorry.
And when he was here recently managing the White Sox, I believe one of his players decided to swing at a 3-0 pitch, and he hit a home run. He hit a monster home run. And instead of getting excited about it, he got upset about it. So that's kind of the Tony La Russa that I know, too, is that
you know,
it worked out, but you know what? Don't do that. You know, it is such an incredibly different game today. These guys that are running the show today, I mean, I'm not exactly sure how this comes about, but the Ohtani contract, you know, that was done, and there was a lot of deferred payments. There's a clause in there that says if the team changes ownerships and or the general manager gets fired, I have an option out. Can you explain that to me? Did this guy just secure a 10-year contract for the guy who wrote this thing up? I don't know what to do with that one. We're going to be right back with Dick Stockton with another segment of We'll See About This or That right after this.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
I
love the signs of spring. Birds chirping, flowers blooming, and a great sale at Kohl's. I just shopped their Spring Savings Bash and found everything I need to get through the rest of the season. I got my whole family tees for $7.99 and shorts under $20. Spotted myself some cute dresses and sandals for 30% off and got patio essentials for 30% off. Not to mention I saved an extra 50% off other finds. So don't stop and smell the flowers. Get to Kohl's to save on a great spring. Select styles. Extra 50% off clearance valid through April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers of old LA.
And we are back. We'll see about that. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. And I don't mean to put my head in the lion's mouth talking about bullpen games, but this day in Dodger history, 1969, Bill Singer becomes the first major league reliever to officially record for a save, a new stat that will be kept starting that season in that Dodgers 3-2 win over Cincinnati in the season opener.
I had no idea. I did not. Bill Singer is probably more remembered notably for the no-hitter that he threw. And I had an opportunity to play with Bill when I first came in, and yes, he did have good stuff, but we had some other guys that were as good, if not a little bit better. And it was the start of a new regime at Dodger Stadium. And we were the first team in Major League history to draw 3 million people. Thank you very much. They do live in the house that we built.
100%. And Dick, okay. Thank you so much once again for joining us. And you, I always remember you for a lot of triumph and trauma in my life, because you called all of those great Lakers-Celtics finals games on CBS. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that was a special time. I think that, interestingly enough, the games were never that close, believe it or not. One team would impose its will on the other and would win. You would believe this. You could look it up by as many as 18, 20, 25, 15 points. There were rare close games between those two teams. And it was, the Celtics had the great front line of Bird, McHale, and Parrish. And the Lakers were a great running team, led by Magic and the rest of the team, Worthy, and they ran the ball. And Pat Riley, a great friend of mine, and was a great coach with that team. And they were classics. And I'll never forget, when you're a Laker fan, I'll never forget the year that, the Celtics demolished the Lakers in the first game of the finals by about 40 points.
Memorial Day Massacre.
That's correct. And then who won that series? The Lakers beat the Celtics at Boston Garden in the final game. So,
yeah, that was an incredible time to be calling basketball games. Was it true that when the Lakers came to play in the Boston Garden that they would turn up the heat in the locker room and kind of sweat them out of there? There was a lot of commentary made about how miserable the surroundings were for them when they came.
All true. And it was done by Red Auerbach. And they came to Boston, and there was no air conditioning, and they turned up the heat. And in fact, the Laker players had to have IVs before they went out on the court. It was that bad. They did everything they could to get an edge, and it was great. And so what we did at the time, and I think that the game, or the way it's changed since then, is that we did not come on the air saying it's Bird against Magic. We didn't say, it's Kareem against Parrish. It was a team game. So we talked about what the strengths and weaknesses were of the two teams, how they were constructed, and what their strategy might be in the game and how they could gain an edge. I never felt in a basketball game, and maybe Caitlin Clark would be, different in this case, the way she has played. But I never wanted to talk about basketball as an individual game like you do with boxing, or you do, with golf or tennis or anything like that.
Correct.
And it was a team game. And so if you promoted Shaquille O'Neal against Allen Iverson coming up next, and maybe Shaquille O'Neal didn't handle the ball at all in the first quarter, what am I watching? Why am I watching the game? So that is what I always wanted to impress upon when we did a game, any game. Why are we watching today? Why are we seeing this game today? What's at stake? And so if you start from there, and that's a journalistic trait that I was taught early on in my career, and at school at Syracuse, that it's all journalism. It's all reporting. And if you report it correctly, and it's not just one guy against another guy, you're doing your job.
You know, the basketball game, as has baseball, has changed dramatically as well.
Yes, it has.
The game is incredibly quicker. We shoot threes. We also do not play defense, as is indicative of the All-Star game that wound up with a 200-point game. I'm not so sure that I'm buying into the All-Star game anymore. The people who put this on are not this is not a circus. I didn't know it turned into a circus. You know, I always liked when they were competitive, just like when we had our All-Star games in baseball. We wanted to prove that we had the better league. And really nothing more than that. There was a lot of pride to it. I don't see that. If this is the kind of game that you want to give the public, I think that I think the people who are sponsoring these games got to come up with a little bit more for their return.
I couldn't agree with you more. The basketball we had at the time was a gritty basketball where the idea was to get the ball into the low post, whether it's Kareem. And now if you're double teamed, find the open man and have him shoot outside shots. But to come down in a court and just wail away and take a shot is just a poor gamble. I know there are a lot of great three-point shooters. But basically, in fact, I think when you look at Purdue in the Final Four, see Zach Edey, and that's a throwback to another time of basketball where they get the ball into the 7-4 big guy from Canada, and he'll either get fouled or score or throw to an open man for a shot. I mean, that's old-time basketball in my book.
No question about it. And, you know, you have to be able to shoot today to play. You got to be able to shoot a three. Even coming off the bench, you gotta be able to shoot the threes,
right?
Because you can't continue to make a 3-point for a 2-point exchange, and you know, you get a basket underneath. At some point, you're going to have to make up the difference. You got to have some 3-point shooters. Ball handling today. I think they're incredibly skilled, but you need two guys or a team to cover these guys because they're carrying the ball all the time. You know, they don't have their hand on top of the ball, which was old school. But I mean, it's literally like a running back running through there, and you get an extra step in today's game. Do you see any other changes that think it could be made to help improve the game, or what's next coming?
I don't know. I don't like changes of rules much. I think that they have to be coached right. I mean, if you're asking me, when I see a good 3-point shooting team, if you play them out on the perimeter and make it tough for them to take the shot, and you have good quick defense switching, you can get the job done. You're right about the All-Star game, and we'll go back to that. I remember the years that we did the All-Star game. The number one highlight of all of the All-Star games was Marvin Gaye singing the national anthem at the Forum.
Oh, yeah.
That was the number one moment, and he didn't even take a shot. But it was when Michael Jordan came into the NBA and Isaiah Thomas wanted to freeze him out at the All-Star game. I mean, you wouldn't see any of that today. And they actually tried to do that in Jordan's rookie year, not pass him the ball, amazingly enough. And that was a true story because both of those players talked about it.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why Jordan wanted to keep Isaiah off of the Olympic team in 92 exactly. as well. And you were there for one of Michael Jordan's seminal shots, Dick. You called the famous ELO game, Cavs versus the Bulls, of course. And with Hubie Brown, I believe, was your partner on that call?
Yes, Hubie Brown, 90 years old and still going strong. He's an incredible analyst. And what I love about him, and you don't hear that from other people who analyze the game, is that he said the coach of the team knows his team best. So when it comes down to the final seconds of a game and they say, who's going to get the shot? Who's going to take the shot? I'm not coaching the team. They have their play. So I'm not going to make a prediction, but I'll say what the options are. And I always admired him for that.
I love Hubie too. I really think he's got a great mind. I'm glad that he's had a long career. you know, everybody's got a different style. Dick Vitale, you know, he gets you kind of wound up and stirred up in his own way and has done a terrific job. Do you have a favorite game that you had called that stands above the others? I mean, if you're lucky, you probably have a few. But could you name a few of the more exciting games that you really had a great time calling?
Well, Carlton Fisk home run
will
always be number one, Ron, and that'll be the number one thing. I would think that in basketball, it was the mini skyhook by Magic Johnson in the playoff with the Celtics at Boston Garden. That was big.
That was in the lane,
right? Yes, and I did call a couple of Olympics, and that was Dan Jansen winning the gold medal in speed skating in 1994. And I worked with the great Eric Heiden, who I thought was the greatest Olympic athlete of all time.
Wow.
And that stood out to me. That was in Norway. And those are some of the main things. And if I put my mind to it, maybe Carolina Panthers beating the Rams in a second overtime game on a Steve Smith catch from Jake Delhomme. It was just a divisional playoff. It wasn't a Super Bowl. I did call six Super Bowls for the World Feed. It wasn't seen in this country, but seen around the world in 94 countries. So I did see the Giants beating the Patriots on that David Tyree catch. Glendale, and then the touchdown pass to Plaxico Forest.
Did you prepare? Did you prepare any way different, Dick, when you know you would be calling for an audience of over 3 billion people?
Oh well, yes. I'm sorry. I did do that because you had to add certain things so that they would know what you meant by certain terminology that you use. You know, in a game. You can't explain rules. You can't go on and explain rules while you're doing a Super Bowl game. It's hard to do that. And don't forget, there are Americans over there watching the World Feed, as I was several years ago in Buenos Aires watching it. I don't want someone explaining the rules to me, but there are certain kinds of things that if you feel that the foreign viewer may not quite get, you have to do that.
Well, we're winding down in this last segment, Dick, and I just want to tell you that it's a great honor having you back, telling your stories, listening to your voice again that was part of my culture. I'm sure a lot of people's culture in those days. I'm sure you brought a lot of our listening and viewing audience great pleasure during that period of time. Is there anything special you're doing right now that you want to plug? You're enjoying your retirement?
I am. I write a column. I write a sports column that is going on a website. It's Stockton Says, S-A-Y, Stockton Says on Stockton.com, I think we revamped the website. So I write a column for the Thousand Island Sun in upstate New York in Alexandria Bay every week, a sports column. And other than that, I play tennis. I play golf. I work out with a trainer. I play chess. I play the piano, I sing, and I read, and I go on vacations all over the world. Other than that, I am bored stiff, and I don't know what I'm going to do at that time.
And a man of many hats, Dick, once again, thank you so much. What a great career you had. Please enjoy the rest of your retirement. Would love to have you back again another time.
Anytime, Ron. Being on with you is special because I'm one of those guys that always admired people that I broadcast or didn't broadcast, and you were one of them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
You appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dick Stockton, thanks so much.
Hey. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Okay, we are back, and we've just finished up with the great Dick Stockton. What a terrific interview he had with us. I think everybody in the studio here enjoyed it. I certainly did. He's got such a bright mind, and he credited his reading and his activity in broadcasting is to, I think, that mental health. So.
Absolutely. Make sure to check out also his column Stockton Says at Stockton.com. That's Stockton.com.
And I want to bring up a couple book signings that I have. I have one this afternoon over in Agoura. Actually, it's Thousand Oaks at the Barnes & Noble off of Westlake Boulevard at 2 p.m., and the following Saturday out in Palm Desert, I will be at Barnes & Noble, Saturday, April 13th at 1 p.m. And if you don't have anything else to do in between time, please visit me at theronsayshow.com. That is the website. And don't forget Instagram, the official Ron Say.
Yeah, the pro move is to visit the website, theronsayshow.com, order the book, get the book, then come to the book signing and buy another book and get two of them signed and give one away as a gift.
Chain reaction.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So who do you like, Ron? Final four, who do you like?
Well, I'm picking UConn's.
I have UConn too. Unbeatable.
I'm going a double there. I had that before whatever's happened. But, yeah, I'm going UConn just because. If nothing else. Also want to touch on next week's guest, Paula Creamer, former U.S. Women's Open PGA champion, who's won 10 LPGA Tour events. Her career began in 20, 2004 at the age of 17 years old. She's had a 20-year career, and she is known as the Pink Panther. So please join us next week when we bring in our new guest, Paula Kramer, who is also in the top 20 of all-time money winners in the LPG. So I'm looking forward to having the Pink Panther along with the Penguin on next week. Yeah. So anything else we need to cover up? Oh, by the way, the Dodgers are off to a fast start. The Angels are playing better. The Yankees have gotten off to a good start. They slaughtered the Astros in a four-game series.
I'm
sure Dodger fans are happy about that. And Shohei Ohtani hit his first home run, and we have not heard a thing about the investigation at this point. So there's probably lots of news coming up. We want to thank you for joining us today with We'll See About That. Join us next week. Have a great weekend. Goodbye to all of you.